Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, today we're going to bring in the manager of the Houston Dynamo. As always, we're always fortunate to get the words of Owen Coyle. Before we do that, though, this interview brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you that they are the sponsors here of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank Bud Light for all their great support of soccer on the radio over the course of the years. Bud Light, official sponsor of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. And Bud Light brings us right now the manager of the Houston Dynamo. He's Owen Coyle. Owen, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Glenn. Looking forward to it, as always.
Always fun, and, you know, this is a very intriguing season, I think, for me, and I think a lot of the fans from the outside looking in. Let me just take you back, because you're a man that's been a part of Premier League openers. You've been a part of some pretty amazing atmospheres, both as a player and a manager, kicking off season and raising the curtain. How does it feel in Major League Soccer to you relative to all the other experiences you've had for kind of opening day, which is what we call it here?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, as all those experiences, Glenn, one for me, that it's filled with excitement and optimism and looking forward to everything. And that's the way we've went about our preparation and anticipation, really, of the opening day. And it's like anything else. Nothing's won or lost in opening day over the course of 34 games. But it's an exciting time. It gets the season up and running. And we want to, as we always, you want to start positively and look to move on from there. And that's how we'll say about it.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people weigh such a judgment on one game in Major League Soccer,
yeah,
the opener, because everybody is anticipating it, and you only have one crack at opening the season up, and you guys did it positive last year against Columbus. But don't we have to be careful on the outside of not placing too much judgment on game one?
Yeah, as always, listen, everybody's the same with an MLS. Everybody wants to start well. Everybody wants to start. Everybody wants to win. Unfortunately, not everybody can do that. But you're right. I mean, you can never judge everything over the course of a season, what's going to happen in one day. I mean, there's loads of variables. You could play well, and an uncontrollable takes the game away from you for a reason. The important thing for us, I think, is that we settle into a rhythm. We look to give a good performance. And as I say, try and pick up early points, because last year we gave ourselves a lot to do in terms of chasing from an early position. So it's all relative to understand that everybody wants to look to have a good start. And when you do that, if you look at the likes of Vancouver last year, then that can carry you for the season. So there's no doubt about that. But a good start means not over, you know, one game, Glenn. A good start is over the first 10 games and getting yourself in a nice position to kick on from there.
He's Dynamo manager Owen Coyle joining us here on ESPN 97.5. This is the Best in Soccer Talk. And the reason it's the Best in Soccer Talk, we have guys like Owen Coyle on the program regularly. The road record last year, I thought it was very deceptive, because there were a lot of games you guys were in. There were a lot of games you could have taken points. I know improving the road record is a big priority this year.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think, listen, there's no getting away from it historically. And obviously the Dynamo was only 10 years old, but historically the record on the road has not been fantastic. And it's something we want to address. Now, we understand we're scheduled to fly 63,000 miles this year for the 17 road games. So it tells you in itself, you know, that's a lot of travel, takes its toll on the bodies and such forth. But we do believe we're capable of achieving more points on the road. And when we do that, if we did it on a couple of occasions last year, it would have taken us right into the playoff mix. So that's what we have to do. We have to look to improve that. And from my own experience of the last year, I think I've learned a lot from the road games and such forth. So there will be a little differential we'll make in terms of the training leading up to it, and different little things on match day that we think and we certainly hope can help us achieve those goals. And if we do that, you know, given that we always feel we've got a very good home record, which we want to get again, then we feel it can be enough to catapult us into the playoffs with a chance of winning the ultimate prize, which everybody's after, Glenn. But I think it's important that myself, the staff, the players learn lessons from last year, because when you do that, it gives you certainly a better chance of achieving success.
How are road games in MLS, outside of the travel, obviously, how are they different from the Premier League and the Championship. Are there any real differences? And, you know, what would you put your finger on?
Yeah, I think there are differences in respect of, I mean, the travels issues in England, I know we've touched on this before, but it is, I mean, to, you know, back home to play a derby game, you would travel 5 miles, you'd be in your own bed the night before, you would leave a couple of hours before the kickoff and be there in plenty of time, and you'd be back in your own home, maybe an hour after the game or such forth. Whereas we know if we were playing, for example, Vancouver on a Saturday, we would have to leave on a Thursday, probably wouldn't get back till late on a Sunday night. So that's a four-day trip in itself. And not only for that game, Glenn, but in preparation for the next one. And so I think there's little bits that we've managed to take away from last year in terms of how we can improve in respect of making sure that the players are in good physical and mental state for that next one. I remember last year playing it in New England, if you remember, in the game that was stop-start and lasted about 5 or 6 hours because of the lightning and such forth. And then I remember returning to Houston then, but within 3 days we were on the road again to go and play in another tough game at Portland. So obviously the fixture list in respect was unkind to us, but I think we've got to look, and Paul Caffrey's been a huge help in this, in the sports science department, and looking how we can utilise those days to make sure that the players are, you know, maximum performance level for the following match. And I think if we can do that, that will certainly help us to be aware of the challenges of the MLS, which I've got to say is unlike, you know, any other, certainly in the European leagues, Glenn, because of one, the travelling, the time zones, sometimes your altitude. I mean, these factors don't come into play in Europe. You know, really, if you're changing time zone, it's probably an hour every now and again.
Right.
Not, and this is in European competition, not in domestic competition. So there's huge challenges every week, but that's why we love the league we're in. That's why we're all invested in it. That's why it's grown at such a great rate, because of everything that everybody's putting into it. Player, staff, yourselves, the commercial partners, the broadcasters. I mean, everybody's making a real go at making this into an elite league. And for our part, you know, we've got to be ready to win points and look to put ourselves in the playoffs.
I get the physical side of it. Now, what about from the playing side of it? What as a team have you put your finger on last year on the road that really has to improve this year to grab more points?
Yeah, well, I think there's been, you mentioned earlier on, there was a lot of, I was really like, pleased with a lot of the performances, but I think there was, within those performances, Glenn, just one lapse of concentration, one switching off. And what we can't do now, because of the quality of the teams in MLS, we cannot switch off at any given moment, because when you do, ultimately at the level we play, you're punished. Now, if you play down a level or lower levels, you might get away with those mistakes, those lapses of concentration. But at the MLS level, you will not, because a Didier Drogba, a Sebastian Giovinco, a David Villa, a Kaká, a Robbie Keane, these boys will punish you. That's why we have to be so focused and so concentrated, both at home and on the road. And when you do that, you can achieve positive results.
So with the likes of Agus and Rocha, are these guys that are part of the appeal of them coming over from Spain, their ability on the ball in their own third of the field, where, you know, obviously we you know, if we're loose in these areas of the field, as any team in the world, you get punished, like you mentioned. Was that part of the big appeal of those two guys as well coming over here?
Yeah, I know. There was a number of things. I mean, that's part of the appeal. We think they're good players. The other part as well, and there's no getting away from it, Glenn, we have to source players within our own financial climate. Now, these boys don't come in huge sums of money, DPs, and nothing like it. I mean, they actually fit very nicely into our salary cap. So we have to go and get the best players available for the money we have, Glenn. That's a simple truth. And but within that, we do believe that we've got decent players for what's been invested in terms of the salary, because there's no transfer fees as such. So and the salaries, again, they're not huge salaries, but they're good players, and we think they can add to our group, and they're comfortable in the ball. We'd have loved to have them in, you know, 3 weeks prior to when they did come in. So they've only had a couple of weeks to settle in with the group. And like anything else, coming from different leagues, sometimes you need that period of adjustment. But they're doing well. They're great lads, and they want to be here. So I think, you know, with that, with the addition of the Maidanas and the Wengers and adding one or two there, then we think we're better placed in respect of our squad and our strength and depth to carry us over the course of a tough MLS season.
He's Dynamo manager Owen Coyle. Dynamo opening up this Sunday against the New England Revolution. It's a game you can catch on Root Sports, but more importantly, it'd be better to get out to the stadium live. You can watch the replay of it later on. All right, so obviously more depth team has gotten younger. There's been a lot of changes. This has become Owen Coyle's team much more now. But outside of what you know now after preseason, what is unknown to you coming into these games? As a manager, you know, you're walking around. I know your brain is working constantly. You're at home or you might be on your drive. You're thinking about all things Dynamo, your team, performance, individuals, tactics. What is unknown right now in the mind of Owen Coyle?
In respect of unknown, I think we now know what we face. I think we'll certainly get, we understand certainly the teams we'll play against, the quality we have. We certainly understand a lot of them have added significantly with big spending again. And that's the thing, we, you know, the Dynamo have punched above the weight before, and that's what we have to do again, because, you know, as we all know, it's not a particular level playing field in terms of finance. If, you know, as I said before, if a Toronto's budget's over, you know, $20 million or LA Galaxy, but when all said and done, that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that our players get to the maximum level, both physically and mentally and as a team. And if we do that, we can win games against these teams with the so-called huge budgets. So in respect of what's unknown, then I think we're learning every week. That goes without saying. Some teams might tweak the in terms of the formations, but really the personnel is the ones that we know from last year, plus the quality that they've added. So I think we're well up to speed with that. We're well versed with that. I think we understand how the game in terms of the league is played, in terms of, the, you know, last year there was certainly a lot of turnover and transition in the middle third. So it's important then that we take care of the ball, because if you do, it then relinquishes the opportunity of these quality players to hurt you in the transition on the counter-attack. So there's little bits that I think we certainly understand better than what we did at this point last year.
Owen, one of the things I've positioned, and of course this is just me on the outside in the media, but one of the things that intrigues and excites me is the fact that you're going to have a real sort of traditional playmaker type. And I've heard a lot of mixed on what the role of Maidana is going to be. Of course, we know he's a passing machine. His objective is to create chances for your team. But I've heard mixed on how much defensive responsibility he has. And I've heard even the word two-way midfielder used. And I'm going, I don't think that describes him. I'm not sure that's why that's the term you want to place on him coming here to the Dynamo, because you're not bringing him here to defend. You're bringing him here to create chances, right?
Very much so. I mean, he's, as you said, he's a passing player. He's a terrific record in assists. But equally, you know, he's not been brought in to be a luxury player. That's not the way that's not the way we play in respect of as a team game. So, like anything else, everybody will have a responsibility, both for and against the ball. But some are obviously better in that side of the game than what others are. So, what's important is that Chaco Maidana is allowed to utilise his abilities, and he knows his role within the team, both for and against the ball. And that's something that he does know, something we walk through and we play through in the games. And he's very much up for the challenge. So in that respect, you're right. We think we have a very talented player who can pick passes and create chances for some other very good pieces that we have. You know, in terms of, you look at the quality moving forward and the Barnes, and the wingers, Maidana, Manotas, Torres, Miranda, Boniek, Lima. So we certainly feel, amongst others, because there's plenty more there, and we think that Chaco Maidana can pick the lock of defences to release those players with those passes. But as for anything else, you know, we have to make sure that we furnish him with the ball at the right time so that he can do this. So it's very much a coming together in terms of a team. It's not about one player. And we, again, you know, if somebody decides, as you know, Glenn, to, well, okay, Maidana's a threat, we need to minimise the opportunity I'm getting the ball, then we have other arrows in our bow, you know, in our pouch to put into the bow with regards to other players that can create and win games. So we're not one dimensional. We want to be, as I said before, have different facets and different dimensions to our play, and we believe in the personnel and the pieces that we have that we have that.
If you are looking out right now, and of course I'm not going to ask you what your lineup is or what system and starting point you're going to use, and I know, you know, there's some coaches don't talk about systems, but it is something that the fans love, and they love to see where the starting point is and sort of how the roles are defined of players. Is it set in your mind right now for Sunday?
Yes.
I love your, you know what, I love your honesty. I absolutely love that.
Well, I know how we want to go about it. We've obviously seen New England close at hand. I mean, I think I'd be quite comfortable in telling you that New England will have, you know, Charlie Davis up top with Lee Wynn underneath, and, you know, they're two centre midfielders with two wide players. So I think we know exactly how we want to go about it. Again, you know, I mean, touching wood just now, because we want everybody to come through unscathed. And if they do, then, you know, I think it's fair to say that I have my team in my mind right now, and we'll continue to work on it this week.
Owen, we wish you the best of luck on Sunday. It's going to be an exciting day at BBVA Compass Stadium. Thank you again for coming on the program. We look forward to visiting with you next week, hopefully after a Dynamo opening day win.
Thanks, man. It's a pleasure. And again, looking forward to seeing all the fans filling the stadium. We have a magnificent stadium. You know, one of the, I think, the best in the world, was fitting any of the top leagues in the world. And we have a fantastic fan base that goes along with that. So when you put all that together, it certainly makes for an exciting opening day. And look forward to seeing everyone there.
Owen, thank you very much. We'll see you Sunday down at BBVA Compass Stadium.
Cheers, Glenn. Take care.
All right, that's the Dynamo manager, Owen Coyle. We'll take a 7-Up break here. Could it be a Penafiel break as well? We'll come back. We got more of the best in soccer talk. It's right here, ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.